Connecticut bill hopes to legalize in-flight sports betting. A new bill introduced in the Connecticut legislature aims to legalize in-flight sports betting, marking a significant step in the expansion of the state's sports wagering industry. Representative Christopher Rosario has introduced HB 6051, which seeks to permit and regulate sports betting on commercial flights that originate or terminate within Connecticut. The proposal includes provisions to ensure compliance with state laws and agreements with existing stakeholders in the sports betting sector, such as the Connecticut Lottery Corporation, the Mashantucket Pequot Tribe, and the Mohegan Tribe of Indians of Connecticut. It also outlines a plan to allocate 1% of all revenue generated from in-flight sports betting to support public education in both rural and urban school districts across the state. Currently, the three operators involved in Connecticut's sports betting market are DraftKings, which is partnered with the Mashantucket Pequot Tribe, FanDuel, which works with the Mohegan Tribe, and Fanatics, which operates in collaboration with the Connecticut Lottery. HB 6051 aims to integrate in-flight betting with these established operators while addressing compliance and revenue distribution. However, federal laws present potential obstacles to the bill's implementation. The Gambling Devices Act of 1962 prohibits gambling on domestic commercial flights, and the Gordon Amendment of 1994 extends this prohibition to international flights originating from the U.S. These long-standing federal restrictions may require adjustments or exemptions for the proposed legislation to move forward successfully. Betting changes in the air. The introduction of the bill coincides with the announcement of a partnership between Delta Airlines and DraftKings earlier this month. Although details of the partnership remain unclear, it highlights the growing interest in integrating sports betting into air travel. The potential expansion has drawn criticism from some lawmakers, including Senator Richard Blumenthal, who expressed concerns about the responsible gambling implications of such initiatives and emphasized the current federal prohibitions in place. In addition to HB 6051, other sports betting-related legislative efforts have emerged in Connecticut. Representative Tony Scott has introduced a series of bills aimed at refining and expanding the state's online sports betting regulations. One of these proposals seeks to ensure two-way markets for all sports wagers, while another focuses on allowing customers greater control over the sports and types of wagers displayed on sportsbook platforms. Scott has also proposed measures to establish a maximum hold percentage for sports betting and to mandate error correction and full refunds for players affected by betting market mistakes before contests begin. Scott's legislative efforts also include a push to permit in-state college sports wagering, an area currently restricted under Connecticut's sports betting laws. Since the launch of regulated online wagering in 2021, operators in the state have reported a combined hold rate of 10.4%, which has become a focal point for further regulatory refinements.